Thank you very much. Anybody care for a 30-second opportunity here? Otherwise, we will move to closing comments. And our first one up on the list for closing comments is Congressman Steve King.
Well, thank you, gentlemen. I learned a few things here tonight. I learned that three of my opponents don't believe the New York Times. One of them does. I learned that one of them is supported by the Rhino Pack, the Anti-Heartbeat Pack, the Amnesty Pack, and the Gambling Pack. And that tells you a little bit of birds of a feather do flock together. There is no way to maintain your integrity if that's the people that are behind you. This is a swamp in Washington, D.C. And I've been under pressure because I have taken the swamp on. And if you want to look at Donald Trump and see what he's facing, I'm facing the same thing on a bit smaller scale. But you know this, I have never let you down, not on any matter of principle, not on anything that has to do with the platform or the Republican Party. I have run to the sound of the guns every time, and I've not only walked towards the fire, I've walked through the fire. And I'm deeply tempered by that experience, and I can face those people down because I'm right and they're wrong. And they know it by now. And I will say one other thing is that on April 20th, Kevin McCarthy and I reached an agreement that he would advocate to the steering committee to put all of my committees back with all of my seniority because there's no argument against my fact-check document. I have disproven all of those allegations. They were false from the beginning. You saw General Flynn for all of that time that he went under this for the $6 million plus it's cost him. But he's being exonerated now. And when Congress comes back into session, when the steering committee can be brought together, I have Kevin McCarthy's word that then that will be my time for exoneration.
Thank you very much. Next up, Stephen Reeder.
My background has given me business and financial experience. I have balanced checkbooks and made sure that I was always profitable. There's no reason why our federal government can't do the same. I am a huge advocate for education. One of my daughters is an educator, and I want to make sure that our children have the best education that they can. And that means that the responsibility lies with the parents, the teachers, and the school boards. I'm going to get the federal government completely out of our education. I'm also One thing I heard when Brent and I were going around getting nomination petitions signed was that we have a mental health issue. I want to address that. And I have my other daughter, Anna, is in the mental health field. And I want to make sure that that issue is addressed. I was raised in a Christian family. And I want to make sure that the sanctity of life is protected. That's why I've always been pro-life. And I will protect the unborn under any circumstances. And more importantly, I want to make sure that the women that may have an unexpected pregnancy, that they are taken care of, they're counseled and have therapy, and that adoption is an option for them. I spoke to a woman in Carroll County who gave up her baby for adoption years ago and didn't meet that child until he was an adult. And he told her the first thing he said to her was, "Thank you for not killing me." And so I will stand strong for pro-life, and I will stand with our president. Our president is the first one that stood up there and defended life and defended and has been a strong advocate for Judeo-Christian values. That's what Iowa's about. I know the moral fabric of Iowa, and I will go and represent the people of Iowa and stand strong with our president. He needs another business ally in Washington to work with him on his agenda.
Thank you, Stephen. Senator Randy Feenstra.
Thanks for this wonderful debate this evening. As I said earlier, I am a Christian, I'm a husband, I'm a father of four children, and I am a constitutional conservative Republican. I'm running for Congress because we in the 4th District need a seat at the table. A seat that is, can be proven, effective, and have a conservative voice. To me, this election is about real results and not campaign rhetoric. I served my community in the Iowa Senate for the past 12 years, where I've delivered on numerous conservative policies. I delivered on tax cuts. I delivered for the pro-life movement. I delivered for the Second Amendment rights. Finally, I delivered on the protections against illegal immigration. Alongside Trump, we will build the wall. We will secure our borders. We will buy and build American. We will defund Planned Parenthood. We will protect Trump's tax cuts. We will be unwavering defending the Second Amendment and going against all red flag laws. Our district, President Trump, deserve effective conservative leaders in Congress. Thank you for this time this evening. I am honored to have your vote. Thank you.
Jeremy Taylor.
Well, thank you for this opportunity tonight. I do want to say I appreciate Congressman King's service, and I hope that my tone and tenor in this race has honored his service while making the case at the same time that I believe that it's time, and it's time for a constitutionalist who can lead. In Congress, I will fight for life at JeremyTaylorForCongress.com. You can see our 10-part Defend Life plan for which Martin Cannon, the lead counsel of Iowa's Heartbeat Bill, endorsed my candidacy. I'll stand for balanced budgets and term limits, the Second Amendment, repealing Obamacare, secure border, and for our ag community and for freedom. When I served in communist Vietnam as a missionary, I learned what it meant to live without freedom, faith leaders being persecuted, freedom of speech harassed, and the government dictating the number of children you had. So I stand beside our president when he says America will never be a socialist country. No one will fight harder for this. And as a chaplain, I've served with faith leaders alongside them in Romania who lost their brothers and sisters in Christ, who never had the personal freedoms that we oftentimes take so for granted. My wife and I were once on a train in Vietnam and met a man who was in the very re-education camp where her dad fell in 1986. And he whispered to us, "America is very good." He said he once secretly listened to a radio of this hope, this beacon, this city on a hill that Ronald Reagan spoke of, in the hope that one day he too would be able to come here and enjoy the freedoms that we have. Well, Ronald Reagan said, "This is the last stand on earth. And we must fight and preserve to protect our freedoms." That's what I hope to do. That's why I feel called to serve, to stand in the gap for such a time as this. And I'd be honored to do that for you and your family.
Our final candidate in closing comments tonight will be Brett Richards.
You know, we should have more debates. So this was very helpful. I think it gave a lot of people a chance to hear from us. When you decide who to vote for, consider my education as a civil engineer, my service in the Army, my role in a family business employed over 300 people. As an engineer, I was taught how to look at problems logically and solve them. In the Army, my job was to lead others to a common objective. In my family business, well, that was about creating opportunity, working together, and listening to you, the public. Can you think of any place that needs those skills more than our dysfunctional federal government? I'm running because you deserve someone who will be focused on solving problems. I'm running because you deserve someone who put you, your family, and your neighbors at the center of everything he does. We elected an unpolished businessman for a reason. We knew this country's future was too important to trust just any politician that would be controlled by mainstream elite establishment values. It's time for Iowans to change DC. Thank you for the sponsors, thank you for everybody, my fellow candidates, thank you. But most of all, thank you to every Iowan listening. I appreciate your support, and I ask for your vote now or on June 2nd. And my cell phone is 712-579-4753. You can email me, you can go to Facebook or richardsforcongress.com. I'm the most accessible candidate in this race. I look forward to talking to you very soon. Thank you.
Thank you very much. To all of our candidates this evening, of course, thank you to the Clay County Fair and Regional Events Center for allowing us to use this venue. And actually, they donated this at no cost, set this up, didn't charge us a dime. So bless your hearts for doing that. We certainly appreciate the opportunity. Also want to thank our media panel tonight. Dana Larson with the Storm Lake Pilot Tribune, Russ Mitchell with the Dickinson County News, and Matt McWilliams with the Spencer Radio Group. Also want to thank Justin Thomas, who taped this event tonight, so it'll be rebroadcast on the Spencer Daily Reporter Facebook page between now and the election, so you can go there and check it out if you weren't able to see it or you only caught a portion of it on the live radio broadcast. Of course, thank you to the Spencer Radio Group for that as well. Right now, I just want to remind you, regardless of your preference or party, please remember to vote in the June 2nd primary for one of our candidates that were here today, or your candidate of preference. Of course, the candidates here tonight included Stephen Reeder, Senator Randy Feenstra, Jeremy Taylor, Brett Richards, and Congressman Steve King. So please remember to vote in the June 2nd primary if you have not done so already. I'm Randy Cothran on behalf of the Spencer.